KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Stephen Cuevas. Most of the stories we've heard about the fires in Northern California came from Napa and Sonoma counties. But fires also ravaged Mendocino and Lake counties, where many residents live off the grid. That includes Jeffrey Parker, general manager of public radio station KZYX in the town of Philo. He told us how his neighbors are doing after the fires.
When we talk about a town, for example, Redwood Valley and Potter Valley, which were both really devastated, we're talking about 1,800 people in Redwood Valley and maybe 400 or 500 people in Potter Valley, very small places. More than 250 homes were lost in Redwood Valley and Potter Valley. In Lake County, there's a little town called Clear Lake Oaks. It's right on the water. 135 homes lost in that little community alone. People were, again, in the wee hours, not very well alerted, jumping into the lake even to escape those fires.
We heard about one family in particular, the Shepherds, who lost two children. Can you tell us about this family?
Well, they're a typical rural family in Mendocino County. They were living on 80 acres in a house that they built themselves. We don't know the details of how they found out that they were in peril. This is a very, very common theme up here. The phone service very quickly was down. There was very little way for people to communicate with each other. Fortunately, our signal, KZYX, our transmitter continued to broadcast through the whole fire. And so a lot of people were getting the only information that they were getting at all was over radio.
What do they need the most right now?
Obviously, the top of the list is still money. Our local community foundation of Mendocino County has raised it's about $850,000 now, and money keeps coming in. That sounds like a small amount if you're in San Francisco. It's a very big amount, and it shows the generosity of our community here.
That's Jeffrey Parker, general manager of KZYX, the NPR affiliate in Mendocino County. Jeff, thank you so much, and good luck.
You bet. It's a pleasure.
This weekend marks the start of Dungeness crab season in California. Recreational crabbing opens across the state on Saturday, and the commercial season, it's set to follow later this month. KQED's Peter Arcuni reports.
For the past 2 years, the commercial crab season has been delayed by months due to unsafe levels of domoic acid detected in crabs. But California fishermen are optimistic the 2017 season will open on schedule November 15th from the Mendocino County line south.
The good news is if all goes according to plan, and we expect it will, there will be Thanksgiving crab in California this year, and that'll be a first in recent memory.
That's Noah Oppenheim of the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Associations. He says the news comes as a huge relief to the fishing industry.
This is now the bread and butter fishery for the coast of California for small boat fishermen.
Domoic acid is a byproduct of warm water algal blooms that typically occur in summer months. Once the algae gets into the food chain, the toxin can build up inside crab tissue. Symptoms of domoic acid poisoning in humans include vomiting, seizures, or even death. The Department of Public Health will continue to monitor levels of domoic acid in Dungeness crabs leading up to the commercial season opener. If you're headed to the pier this weekend to catch crab, health officials recommend removing the guts before preparing and throwing out the cooking water as a precaution. For the California Report, I'm Peter Arcuni.
This weekend, for just the fourth year, the Los Angeles Catholic Archdiocese is observing Dia de los Muertos, the Mexican Day of the Dead, with a mass and other events that merge beliefs that once were at odds with each other.
Let's give nutrition to the spirit.
Before dawn on a chilly morning earlier this week, I met up with Ernesto Vega and Blanca Martinez at Calvary Cemetery in East L.A. Its immense mausoleum is decked out with dozens of colorful Dia de los Muertos altars.
And another piece that, I don't know, for some reason, I don't know where they got this real corn, but it's so tiny.
Their mother passed away recently, and when we called them, right away they said yes. They started crying just because they were going to do an altar.
Martinez is the manager at Calvary, which is part of the Archdiocese. She guided dozens of parishioners through the process of creating altars for loved ones. This one is festooned with orange and yellow marigolds, colorful skulls, a bottle of Sprite, candy, everyday treats relished by the dearly departed.
So little by little, they come every day and they add an item to their altar. So there's three sisters that come on a daily basis.
And these are all pictures of the mother in various stages of her life.
When she was Exactly.
So you have one, she's in ponytails, a little girl, one a little bit older.
She was a teenager, yes, and as, you know, in her recent time.
People that are not educated or familiar with this tradition, they might see it as something pagan.
Ernesto Vega is with the Archdiocese Office of Religious Education. He says for decades, and even to this day, some Catholics see Dia de los Muertos as somehow sacrilegious. Seeing a homemade altar with sacred religious icons alongside a bottle of Dad's favorite beer, it can just rub some people the wrong way.
But in reality, the celebration of the Day of the Dead with altars, food, and flowers was very traditional, and for thousands of years, the indigenous people celebrated.
In recent years, the L.A. Archdiocese has sponsored Dia de los Muertos events around the L.A. region, and celebrations culminate Saturday when Archbishop Jose Gomez, for the very first time, presides over a Dia de los Muertos open-air mass here at Calvary Cemetery.
Truly, Day of the Dead mass is a celebration of life, and Christ calls us, and because of him, we are invited to eternal life.
Support for the California Report comes from Block Construction, a builder committed to enhancing communities in the Bay Area and Central Coast. BLACH.com. Block Construction, together building greatness. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org. And Robotham International, providing strategic tax, accounting, and business advisory services to global families, entrepreneurs, and venture-backed companies. Robotham.com.
And that's the California Report for Friday, November 3rd, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineers are Danny Bringer, Katie McMurrin, Seal Muller, and Howard Gelman. From KQED's Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Stephen Cuevas.